Chapter 2. The Pond. The pond Sam had discovered on that spring morning was seldom visited by any human being. All winter, snow had covered the ice. The pond lay cold and still under its white blanket. Most of the time there wasn't a sound to be heard. The frog was asleep. The chipmunk was asleep. Occasionally a jay would cry out. And sometimes at night the fox would bark, a high, rasping bark. Winter seemed to last forever. But one day a change came over the woods and the pond. Warm air, soft and kind, blew through the trees. The ice, which had softened during the night, began to melt. Patches of open water appeared. All the creatures that lived in the pond and in the woods were glad to feel the warmth. They heard and felt the breath of spring, and they stirred with new life and hope. There was a good new smell in the air, a smell of earth waking after its long sleep. The frog, buried in the mud at the bottom of the pond, knew that spring was here. The chickadee knew and was delighted. Almost everything delights a chickadee. The vixen, dozing in her den, knew she would soon have kits. Every creature knew that a better, easier time was at hand, warmer days, pleasanter nights. Trees were putting out green buds. The buds were swelling. Birds began arriving from the south. A pair of ducks flew in. The red-winged blackbird arrived and scouted the pond for nesting sites. A small sparrow with a white throat arrived and sang, "Oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada." And if you had been sitting by the pond on that first warm day of spring, suddenly toward the end of the afternoon, you would have heard a stirring sound high above you in the air. A sound like the sound of trumpets. Ko-ho! Ko-ho! And if you had looked up, you would have seen, high overhead, two great white birds. They flew swiftly, their legs stretched out straight behind, their long white necks stretched out ahead, their powerful wings beating steady and strong. Ko-ho! 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 A thrilling noise in the sky, the trumpeting of swans. When the birds spotted the pond, they began circling, looking the place over from the air. Then they glided down and came to rest in the water, folding their long wings neatly along their sides and turning their heads this way and that to study their new surroundings. They were trumpeter swans, pure white birds with black bills. They had liked the looks of the swampy pond and had decided to make it their home for a while and raise a family. The two swans were tired from the long flight. They were glad to be down out of the sky. They paddled slowly about and then began feeding, thrusting their necks into the shallow water and pulling roots and plants from the bottom. Everything about the swans was white except their bills and their feet. These were black. They carried their heads high. The pond seemed a different place because of their arrival.